Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you're not in Starkville or Tupelo, just make the trip to the website, strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Get it ordered. Get it shipped right to your door. You can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning with a trip to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that
beef,
it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Plus, I'm going to let you guys know, we're just, you know, a few weeks away from Father's Day. Maybe time to go ahead and make a reservation at Dad's favorite steakhouse and get him taken out to dinner. If it's not open on Sunday, I don't think that's a big deal. Us dads more or less will be like, oh, we have to go on Saturday. That's not a problem.
Or just get some beef and...
You could. Well, here's the problem. See, you're don't fall into that trap. I'm not one of those dads who's like, oh, I want a grill on Father's Day. I want someone to cook for me on Father's Day.
Okay.
All right. I cook the other days of the year. I'm not doing that. That's my day.
My day. So
last year on Father's Day, I remember talking about it on the show. I took 240 steps.
The whole Father's
Day? Yes. I didn't do jack. Sat in my recliner, ate, didn't go out for a walk, didn't do anything. It was fantastic.
That's impressive. I don't know if I could get through a day with 240.
I pulled it off.
I feel like even if I'm just walking around my apartment, you leave the house once, you're done.
And I did not leave the house once. I didn't do anything.
That's a heck of a Father's
Day. That's a great Father's Day. And did I have beef on Father's Day last year?
Definitely.
I did.
100%.
Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white at Mississippi State, or at College Corner, they've got it. All the logos that you're looking for, everything maroon and white. This Father's Day, again, if you're looking for great gifts for dad, you can get them at College Corner.
All Father's Day here.
That's right. Two locations in the Jackson area, original by Fleet Fleet, flow by the half shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you have answers. You need answers. Talk to our friends at Priority One Bank. They've got answers for you. They're going to treat you with respect. They know you by name, not just by your account number. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. This is what being a dad's like right here.
Go for it.
Sent a text to my family earlier today. Hey, Carlo and I are going to record after the show. I'm not going to cook dinner tonight. That's fine. What happens at 6:05?
Where are my daughter
calls me. Like, you know that I'm here and I'm recording, and yet you sent me a text and it says, call me back. You will not believe what just happened. I hope no one's dead and I hope that's not what it is. So
you can call him back if you want to, Brian.
No, we'll just get through it.
Maybe they have a rumblings question live for the show.
My daughter has a Twitter account. She could just tweet it at me.
I tell my mom to send them in and she's like, no, I don't want to.
I want your mom to send me some Sopranos questions.
See, all right, listens. So
I know she listens. She tried to get me with that, with what she thought was an obscure reference, and I was like, absolutely not. Just get that weak stuff out of here. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Get that weak stuff
out
of
here. Yeah, you gotta do better than that. All right, the rumblings, of course, are brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, or storm damage 24/7. No mention of Missouri damage, but it is what it is. Our expert team provides fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. They don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them today at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. In Starkville, in the Golden Triangle, or in Tupelo, you can call Paul Davis Restoration. All right, let's just jump right in. We got good questions here today. We start with Brogan Fairchild, who says, how familiar is Carlo with the science?
I'm in the science now.
Yeah, you are familiar with the
science. Yeah, yeah.
How much do you think the science had to do with state baseball losing while softball was winning the regional?
I mean,
normally we don't, you know, softball and baseball, they have their own, they operate outside the science. But I think in the postseason, the science does indeed take precedence.
That was 100% the science.
We will grant the science of win in that situation.
Yeah.
When a pitcher in softball or baseball is having a dominant game like Alyssa Faircloth had, does the home plate umpire tend to give the pitcher the benefit of the doubt on pitches around the edges of the strike zone? I think so. It's kind of like in basketball where, you know, a guy's having a great game, he'll get the benefit of the doubt on some foul calls.
Yeah, especially they have a good couple innings, they have a really good game by the fourth, fifth, baseball, fifth, sixth, seventh inning. You're getting the because they want. I don't want to say they want to see it too, but I mean, if you're killing it, they're going to.
Well, you say that. You had that one that guy with the Tigers who I forget he was throwing that the perfect game and he threw the guy out at first and he called him safe and ruined the perfect game. Like sometimes I don't
come
know.
Come on, man.
That's an all-time unforgivable one. Three Dogs. As I think this may be your first question, Three Dogs, so welcome. Best book you've ever read. You're a big reader over there?
No.
Oh.
Best book I've ever read.
Yeah.
Dude, it might be Blink.
The Puppy Who Lost Its Way?
It might be Blink by Malcolm Gladwell because
that's
there's
a good
only
book.
A few books I feel like I've read front to back that aren't forced to me like in school.
Mm-hmm.
But that one was actually really good.
Okay. For me, I used to love Stephen King and Tom Clancy. So I'm going to go with the Tom Clancy book. The Bear and the Dragon is my favorite one. That's
what's that one about?
It's about China tries to start a nuclear war with Russia. It's very apropos.
You said Bear and Dragon. I don't know how we got to there, but
well,
I understand.
China's the dragon and Russia was the bear.
I got that part, yeah. But
so
I thought it was going to be a nature book.
No, not at all. Not at all. Does Carlo have a nice cowbell yet? Has anybody given you a cowbell?
I do have a cowbell.
You didn't buy it yourself, did you?
I was gifted it.
Okay.
It's just one from the bookstore, but
it doesn't matter as long as it was gifted to you.
I like it.
You know, you can't buy your first cowbell.
No.
That's a law.
I bought my mom and my twin brother their
first
cowbell.
That's absolutely acceptable. You're doing good.
You're going to the Egg Bowl, and I said, you guys will probably need these.
You did a good job. All right. Ryan Reynolds, the actor. When looking at the MLB logo, do you see a left-handed or right-handed batter? Here's the issue with this. The MLB logo, I know, is modeled after Harmon Killebrew, who was right-handed. So I see a right-handed batter. Are you going to argue with that? That's left-handed.
But that's what I feel like it looks like.
But the guy it's modeled after is right-handed. That's righty.
No, yeah, you're right. You're right. Now that I'm doing the posing.
Yeah, that's a right-handed batter, 100%.
Yeah.
So it's a shame with the NFL they don't have a player. You know, NBA has a player. The MLB has a player. I don't know. Here we go. We've got to get through this here. Brent Clark, what do you think of this? I think it's crap. I think it's disgusting. Arsenal is the Premier League champions. I absolutely hate it. I don't like it.
I used to make fun of all my friends for being Arsenal fans, and now I'm going to shut up.
Now you got
to
shut up, yeah. What, that being said, I do like where Tottenham is, and I am hopeful that they will lose on Sunday and that West Ham will win and that Tottenham will be in the championship. That will be one of the greatest moments in the history of sport. Put it right up there with anything else for me.
All right.
That being said, Brent, that table is just gross. All right. Patton Paris wants to know, Brian, would The Rock have the perfect nickname for Carlo? You absolutely would. You'd be Carlo Gibrone.
Like Dwayne Johnson?
Yes, The Rock.
Why? Does he give out nicknames to everybody?
Yes, he used to when he was a wrestler.
What would mine be?
Carlo Gibrone.
Gibrone?
Yeah.
Okay.
You would absolutely. There's no question in my mind that he would be for Carlo Gibrone, The Rock says. Yeah, that's exactly what it would have been.
Okay.
100%.
Thank you.
Why is it so hard to ask the hard questions? That was a thing this weekend. People were talking about the hard questions. And I'll say it before and I'll say it again. My idea of a hard question was what I asked O'Connor last week about, where I basically said, Ben Davis can't pitch three innings yet. You keep putting him out there. Why? Now, I made it sound nicer than that.
Yeah.
But that's what I asked.
That's the base of the question.
Right. Their idea of a hard question is, do you own a gun? why haven't you killed yourself yet?
Seriously.
That's what these people want me to ask.
Twitter, like, they call everyone soft.
Yeah. Like,
and I'm like,
have you considered donating your salary back to the university because you didn't earn a dollar of it? That's what they want me to ask.
Yeah.
Hey, coach, you suck. Your thoughts.
Exactly. Unless you say something actually insulting, it's not a tough question.
Right.
To the people on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
It's never enough.
Exactly. Carlo, who would be your Mount Rushmore of people to interview?
Ooh. Jameis Winston.
Okay, that's an interesting but a good first choice. I mean, like that. He is a very interesting guy.
He's going to be a better TV broadcaster when he retires than NFL quarterback. And you know he had one of the best passing seasons of all time.
He did. Do you know what he need? You know what he needs to do after he retires? Stay with me here. He needs to go to College Game Day.
Oh, 100%.
And be the comic relief there.
Yes.
So, all right, who else?
Jameis.
You don't want Sigs?
He's very quiet, though.
Uh-huh.
If we're going to Indiana, I'm going to go Fernando Mendoza because everything he spits out is just so funny.
See, he seems like the most white bread guy in America. I wouldn't want to interview him.
He's hilarious. He's just like, you know what you're going to get, bro. Someone said, I saw a tweet like a couple months ago. It was like, we need a podcast with just Fernando Mendoza and Jameis Winston.
Oh, God.
It would be pure comedy.
All right.
Those two. Trying to think who else is like a really good interview.
Mm-hmm. Tyrone Shorter. No, I'm just kidding. I just want to see what you do. He's a good interview, though.
He's a very nice guy. I actually really like him.
Yeah.
We're going to high school football. New Starkville head coach, Brett Morgan.
Brett Morgan, Vicksburg boy.
Yeah. He gives good interviews. I remember I interviewed him after they won state.
I know his dad real well.
A month here, and he gave me a good interview. So I'll go him. I need like a.
But you have interviewed him. That can't be as a.
Okay. Take him off then.
Yeah.
Any
political people? Any entertainment people?
Oh, geez. Interviewing Trump would be hilarious.
Hello, I think you're great. I think you're a fantastic young reporter. Not like that fake news media. I believe what you say.
He would kind of insult you, though.
He would. He'd be like, what would he say? Like, you're from Indiana. Now, a lot of Indiana people, Mike Pence, they don't like me. That's all right. That's where he would go.
Like when I'm thinking about this question, I'm thinking of like kind of like a Joe Rogan podcast where it's just all four of us.
I know one that you would like.
Yeah,
is Doug Gilmore, right?
Doug Gilmore,
isn't that his name? Did I mess up his name? The guy from Pink Floyd.
Oh, David Gilmore.
David Gilmore.
Yeah.
I don't know where Doug came from.
I'm sure. I mean,
Doug Gilmore is an athlete.
I would like to pick his brain. I'd go there.
Doug Gilmore is an athlete. I'm almost positive. I think he played for the Maple Leafs.
Doug Gilmore.
He did. I'm almost positive that I'm right. Played for seven different teams in the NHL. Is the Maple Leafs one of them? It is. Okay. I knew Doug Gilmore was a person. All right. David Gilmore. There you go.
Yeah.
There we go. We got it.
That's an interesting four.
It is. That's the point. You want to have some you don't want to just all be sports or whatever. Got several questions here from Andy Atkinson.
Oh, he's got AA, a lot here.
The enforcer. Says, guys, I am subscribed to LSU's I am subscribed to LSU to the On3's YouTube channel, Kiffin, and I was wondering if LSU, they need suggestions, Kiffin, playoffs, on content to post during Kiffin LSU expectations the offseason. Would you LSU Kiffin playoffs suggest to them?
I
get what you're trying to say. I understand where you're coming from.
What is this question? Why does he keep just saying Kiffin?
Because he's saying that if you subscribe to the On3 YouTube channel, all they're talking about is Kiffin.
Okay.
He's trying to make a joke. It's a joke.
Okay.
It's a little intelligent humor.
This is intelligent humor?
Sure, why not?
Reading that sentence gave me like a heart attack.
Well, it'll be okay.
Is this a joke? Do we actually need to answer this?
Well, no, I mean, we see what he's getting at. Yeah, we don't need to actually answer it.
Hashtag rumblings.
Yes, yes. Andy Atkinson. Carlo, gun to your head. Okay. How many SEC tournament games does State win?
What do they need for regional? They need three or four?
A host? State's hosting. They just need to
win. No. I'm saying
super regional?
No. Okay. How many wins do you need to win a regional? You need like three or four?
That's not what he asked.
We're talking about the NCAA tournament.
He said SEC tournament.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
They win one. They're going to lose to Georgia.
They lose to Georgia. Okay. That's fair enough. Carlo, you're tied to the tracks and a train is coming. Tell me state seeding and you'll be released.
It's a lot of death here.
Yeah, that's an inside joke here on the podcast.
I'll give them. They'll beat Missouri, which won't do anything but negatively. I'll go 14.
Okay.
What do you think?
That sounds about right. 14, maybe 13. This depends on who else loses.
Yeah.
Last one from Andy. Carlo, the last batch of wings you ate were laced with a slow-release toxin. The antidote will be given only if you can tell us how far State will advance in the postseason.
They'll win the regional. They'll be in the final two in Super, and they'll lose.
Okay. That feels very, very, very correct to me.
Andy Atkinson, who are you?
He's a good person. Good guy.
Okay.
Yeah. But he's leaning into an inside joke we have here on the podcast.
Where the ghost dies?
Well, no, it was like people would ask us, like, hey, gun to your head. And we're like, why does a gun have to be to our head? You could just ask us the question. And so it turned into like, Robbie, if I said I was going to drop a bomb on your house, what would your answer to this question be? So that's it, we'll work that
Thank
in.
You, Andy.
I had to explain it, but that's fine. You needed to know. Richard Harbison says, if you were not in sports media, what job would you want to have? I'd like to be a Margot Robbie's sugar daddy. Is that a job? Does that count as an actual job? I don't know.
It's crazy.
I'm sure that'd be work. I mean, what else do you want me to say? I don't know. I would not mind being in the restaurant business if I could be like just above. I wouldn't mind owning a restaurant, I guess I should say.
I feel like it's a stressful job, though.
Yeah, trust me, from someone who's been in the restaurant business, it is. But maybe I should say it. I want to run a successful restaurant.
There we go. So, like a big one in New York or Chicago.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, New Orleans.
Like, yeah. Oh, God, yes.
Because then you put rabbit feet in the menu.
Mm.
And everyone would be like, wow, this looks really good.
It's rabbit feet.
The
yeah.
quail special looks amazing. I can't wait to drive
I'm gonna,
from Starkville
we're,
to eat some
we're gonna go,
quail.
We're going to eat some quail very
no,
soon.
No, we're not.
It's going to happen.
No, we're not.
We're going to Seafood Junction and see if they got quail.
I actually would do that, though.
They might
I'm
have,
not
they,
touching the, I'm
you
not
eat the
touching
frog
the
leg?
bird. No.
Why not? I got John to eat them.
No.
I got video.
You got no, I believe that. I'm still no.
They're delicious.
No, they're not. You're telling yourself that.
I'm not. They absolutely are good.
Don't they feed frog legs to like dogs?
They feed meat to dogs. They feed steak to dogs. We eat that.
Beef is what's for dinner.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's also for dogs.
Box turtle.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Also, so what job did you want to have, by the way?
Oh, something in business.
Okay.
I think I can talk a lot of people's ears off. That's
you'd be a good like stockbroker.
Yeah,
you'd be like sell,
sell. Just buy it. Just buy
just
it.
Just pick up the phone. We gotta sell right now.
Hang up the phone and buy it.
Yeah. From my son Aiden, who would win in a battle royal of all of Brian's co-hosts? This is gonna hurt your feelings, but Joel.
No, I see. I work out at the same gym as Joel.
Joel has turned himself into a monster.
He's
ripped.
He's got kids too, so he's got the dad strength.
That's also a thing. Yeah.
No, I see him at the
dad
gym.
Strength plus he's got like a six pack right now.
Yeah,
yeah
he's shredded.
Okay.
Respect. Joel Coleman would easily kick my butt.
Like if I had to rank him, it'd be Joel, you, Robbie, and then Bob. Bob has no chance. I mean, he's only got four fingers on one hand. What's he gonna do? So.
Okay.
Poor guy.
No respect, dude. Joel Coleman.
Joel, yeah, would absolutely.
He's in tip top shape.
He would shred you.
Don't blame him.
Couple questions here from our friend Alexandra Watson. He says, if you could know the absolute truth to one question, what would you ask?
It's a really deep question.
There's a relatively easy answer to it.
If I say the moon landing, that's a joke. That was a
I mean, you can ask that.
That's a
question,
Robbie joke.
I mean, there's an easy answer.
Absolutely.
When I tell you,
what is it?
I want to hear what yours is, and I'm gonna tell you what it is.
Absolute truth to one question. Give me at least a hint what you're thinking of.
It's a big picture question. I'll just say that.
I don't know.
Is there a God?
I was going to say, is God real? But
that's the easiest question in the world. Is there a God?
Yeah.
Because if I could know the truth to that, I don't know that it changes anything about my life. I wouldn't just go out and become a murderer if I knew there was nothing at the end of all this. But
I don't know. It kind of sounds like you are.
Maybe some people.
The people on YouTube, look at his eyes right now.
What? Anyway, also from Alexander, what's the funniest thing you've ever heard yelled at a game? You got a good one? You look like you got a good one.
Oh, yeah. I've heard a lot. I'll give you the most recent one. I was filming a state game probably like a month ago.
Baseball?
Yeah, and it was one of the games that the umpires were just horrible. I forgot what series it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard someone from the stands say, like, hey, whatever number they were, let's go 37. Hey, 37, we know you can't see because we've seen your wife. It's like, whoa. Like, everyone in the photo well
that's
like,
good.
Looked around. We were
that's
like,
a good one.
Whoa.
That's a good insult.
I was like, that's creative.
That's very good. I'm trying to think, do I have one that just stands out to me? It's like something from the crowd or just in the press box. Nothing's just popping out to me is like, you know, I've seen a couple of fights almost happen, but other than that, nah, nothing really stands out to me. Oh, I will. I take it back. So 2018 at the Egg Bowl, there was a fight in the game, like late in the third quarter, there was a fight. And as it happened, like the press box is buzzing. Like, we're all like, oh my God, you know, like we're having fun with it. And finally, the guy just gets on the mic. He's like, all right, before we have one of those in here, let's all calm down a little bit.
Who said that?
The guy who was running the mic
on
the Ole Miss press box. He's like, let's just all calm down.
That's awesome.
We're working in here. And I was like, ah, you're right. So, Jay in Baltimore, we'll do this one and then we'll go to the break. The following juniors, Teal, Malewski, Billingsley, and Pitzer. By the way, as I say it every week, find you someone who loves you as much as Jay in Baltimore likes asking baseball-related questions in the rumblings. Are draft eligible, most likely won't have any teams calling their names in the early big money rounds. Thoughts on when we see any of them in maroon and white next year? I could see Teal and Malewski for sure. I could see all four of them. And just, I mean,
I was going to say that too.
I mean, you know, if you got the money to pay them in NIL, why would they? Chances are you can offer them more than they're going to get year one at in the majors.
I feel like Billingsley and Pitzer could have pretty significant roles.
Malewski getting back would be huge.
I think him too.
He was having a good weekend hitting the ball, and I was like, he may be starting to figure it out, and then he got hurt. And if you listen to the interview with Coach O'Connor that I'm going to put on the podcast feed, I don't think he's going to play tomorrow or today, I guess I should say.
They'll probably just keep him till
they might just regionals. Yeah, so.
Heal has played for O'Connor the last 3 years. I don't think he would want to go and start over. So I think he'll stay. Malewski would be big too. Billingsley and Pitzer, though, I mean, those guys could be like first off the bolt out of the bullpen. After one of the
good options
starters next year.
Yeah. The other thing we have to think about, though, is what is State bringing in the portal? If they recruit over these guys,
I mean,
it's a different
state. But at that point, though, they probably have the conversations with Billingsley and Pitzer and be like, hey, it might not work out here. We're going to get someone in the portal.
Yeah. All right, let's move into the second part of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother. So I went by the Older Brother. I was going to grab a lunch at the Older Brother today. Closed. They were doing a deep clean. It's like, so I saw Barton, who's the GM. I was like, you son of a, I drove all the way over here. And he was like, hey, if you ever go to a restaurant and they're never closed to do a deep clean, don't eat there. I was like,
a good point.
You're not wrong. And so I'll go get the Older Brother another time. I'm going to be at Two Brothers later today. I'm excited about that. If you're looking to get a great meal in town, Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother right there in the Cod District. That's the place to go. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. If you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need service, same people, same number. And if you are looking for a computer, a laptop, a copy, or a printer, anything like that, they've got what you're looking for, and they've also got you taken care of long, long after the sale is made. Give them a call today at 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. But now Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. Are you looking for great Mississippi State gear? Mississippi State gear? They've got it at Maroon & Co. Everything maroon and white, all the logos that you want, stuff you can't find anywhere else. You can shop all over Starkville looking for Mississippi State gear. The stuff that's at Maroon & Co., you can't find it anywhere else. So that's why you should shop there. You should also shop there because we can save you a little money. Thunder 15 will take 15% off the regular price. In-store or online at maroonandco.com. You're going to be back up here next weekend for the Starkville Regional. You need to make a trip to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, guys, it's going to be a rainy week. If you live here in this area, you know that when it's SEC Tournament Week, it's going to be a rainy week. All right, there's always rain delays, and we get it over here in Starkville. That means the grass is going to grow, guys. So you got to get out there and mow it. You're best doing it with a John Deere mower, John Deere tractor. And if you're trying to get away from it all, you can get a John Deere Gator, and you can get all of those things with great price and great financing with my friends at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. If you're going to be in the North Mississippi area, they are the premier John Deere dealer in this area. 0% financing up to 84 months on select John Deere tractors during their Drive Green sales event. Check them out in Scruggs at Scruggs in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. Take a breath there. I just like rolled off like four of them in a row without stopping. Good Hope Land and Timber. If you are looking to buy or sell land here in the state of Mississippi, the name to know is Good Hope Land and Timber. If you're already a landowner and you're just trying to figure out how to best manage your land, manage your property, Good Hope Land and Timber can certainly help you with that. Years of experience. They're experts in their field. Make them experts in your field with a quick phone call. 601-442-9888 or visit them online, g-hope.com. Find out why Good Hope Land and Timber is locally trusted and landowner approved. All right, Dalton Lee. So this time it's a buddy of yours that's doing the cool stuff. Okay, yeah. Dalton, we see how you're. Buddy of mine bought a business in Alaska and has been living there since February, hoping to visit soon. Never in a million years did I think he would be the one to live there. What's a random or obscure place you would consider moving for work? Do you have one? Or somewhere, you know?
Starkville, Mississippi.
That's a good choice, actually, for you. That makes a lot of sense.
Like, when I grew up in the Midwest and I was telling people I moved there, they're like,
where?
Excuse me?
Who? Yeah, that's it. For you, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah, I went home for my birthday and people were like, oh, what, do you live in Missouri now? I was like, no. Living
close.
Mississippi.
Yeah, the first three letters are the same. First four letters.
Not that this place is obscure. That's not what I'm trying to say. Just for someone.
But anyway, for somebody who grew up in the North and you know, went to Indiana, you're from Chicago.
Midwest, yes.
From the North. Yes, to say you're moving to Starkville, Mississippi is, you know.
I'll tell you, it was quite a jump, too.
Oh, yeah. Because if you say you're moving to the South and you're like, okay, I'm going to Atlanta or I'm going to New Orleans or Memphis or something like that, you're still in a big city. It's just a little different, right? Starkville is not where you're from.
No.
So.
It took me a little bit to get adjusted here.
Yeah, well, it happened.
But I'm in now.
It's fine. Where would I? Where's somebody somewhere obscure that I would like to work? So I would like to work up north where it's a little. I like if you told me I could somehow do my work remotely covering Mississippi State from like Vermont, I would be all over that. I would love to live in Vermont.
I feel like there's a very quiet place.
Yeah, I like quiet. You know, I like.
You would not like the cold though.
Oh no, you're wrong. I love the cold. I'm all about the cold.
Vermont's cold.
It's cold. Yeah, but do you know what happens when you walk inside and you turn the heat on?
You're still cold. Now the heat, it takes a minute to get on.
Well, then you put a blanket on. It's a lot easier to get warm than it is to cool off. There's only so many layers you can take off.
Say a sentence again.
It's a lot easier to get warm than it is to cool off. Like, you go out.
I would agree.
Yeah, when you go outside and it's hot, I mean, I can't walk around naked. Like, so, but I can put on a sweater and a jacket and pants and a hat and I can warm up.
Yeah.
So I would rather live where it's cold. Yeah. I like the cold.
Yeah. So sure.
All right. Some questions here from Rob Hadaway. What is the oldest movie you have each seen more than once?
I mean, I've seen probably not as many movies as you guys would like me to see. Because
I can't wait to hear the answer.
Crapped on us. But yeah. I don't even know when these would be made.
Well, tell me a movie that you think is old.
I feel like I've seen something from the. What are like popular 70s movies?
The Godfather?
I've seen that.
Okay.
I've seen that more than once.
That's a good one.
Keep going though.
The Deer Hunter?
No.
From the Star Wars?
Oh, yeah. I've seen. Yeah. I've watched the whole first. Like,
yeah.
The Revenge
first
of
three.
The Sith and all that. That's the third one. But
that's the sixth one.
Revenge of the Sith?
Yeah.
Is that the sixth? Wait, no, what's the third one?
Return of the Jedi.
Oof.
Not talking about episode-wise. We're talking about the way they came out at the theater. I know Revenge of the Sith is episode three, but the third movie was Return of the Jedi.
That's where I screwed
up. So when I say Star Wars, I'm talking about the first one,
New
Hope.
Yeah.
You've seen that?
Yes.
Okay.
I've seen all of them.
It's really not that old,
like the 2010 one.
Okay. So for me, you may have to go with like, you know, when I lived with my mom when I was a little kid, I've seen The Sound of Music like four or five times because she would watch it when it was on and we only had one TV in the house.
How old is that?
That's from the 50s, I want to say. How old is that movie?
Is it black and white?
No, it's in color. Music. 1965. Never mind. It's a little older than I thought. A little younger than I thought. How old is Ben-Hur? I've seen that a couple of times. That's from 1959. That's probably my answer. So.
That's better than I thought I was going to do this question.
Okay. If you've seen The Godfather, you're fine. Carlo, The Simpsons has been on the air since 1989, 13 years before you were born. It has aired over 800 episodes. Have you ever watched a single episode?
Yes, and I've also seen the movie. I saw
Okay,
it in New
great.
York. It was great.
Very good, very good. We may revisit this question again in the future, but now, 4 months in advance, please rank the four standard outcomes of the Ole Miss LSU game by how funny they would be. All right, so on a scale of 1 to 5, we're going to rank all four
What are
outcomes.
the four outcomes?
You need something we have here on the show. We have a four outcome game. A four outcome game means that team A could win big or win close. Team B could win big or win close. So here's we go. How funny on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the funniest, would an Ole Miss blowout be?
Five.
5. I would say it would be a 3, just because I don't want that to happen. Ole Miss winning a close game is funnier.
No, I think blowing them out would be
I think Ole
insane.
Miss winning a close game and golding out coaching Kiffin would be
Well, that if
hilarious
they
to me.
win by like 30, that I mean that's a
Well, that might just be that Ole Miss is just the better team. A close game means they were both kind of equal and Golding outdid him. That's funnier to me.
close game. I'd give it like
All right.
a 3 or 4.
LSU blowing them out is an absolute 5.
Absolute five.
It'd be
I think the
unbelievable.
streams, oh,
Yeah,
excuse me.
you're right.
The streams on both sides
Okay.
would be one.
LSU winning a close game is not super
Like
funny. That's
two.
like a 2. Yeah. Great. Well, we'll come back to that. Good question, though. All right. Matt McCann has the mascot challenge for you, state championship edition. We're going to name the South State teams here, though, which he does not cover. So we'll start with Taylorsville. They have a unique name. You should know it.
No
You don't
clue.
know it? They're the Tartars. 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 Tartars is how you pronounce it.
Like, how do you spell that?
Like the sauce. Tartar.
What's their mascot? Like,
It's like a warrior.
okay.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I don't
Taylor.
cover any of these teams in the South. I
All
haven't
right.
actually, I know one person or one team in the
All right,
South.
Mize. This one's really easy if you think.
Patriots.
They are the Bulldogs.
Okay.
Pearl River Central. I have to look these up too. Don't feel bad.
No, literally no clue.
Pearl River Central are the Blue Devils. Summerall. I think I know that one.
No idea.
Let's see if I'm right. I was wrong. They're the Bobcats. I know Petal. What's Petal? It's alliterative. I'll put it that way.
I don't know.
They're the Panthers. All right.
Oh, I see what you did there. Poplarville is the Hornets, I believe.
Let's find out if you're right. They are the Hornets.
They
And
have a crazy running back, Ty Keyes.
Ty Keyes, yeah. Which is funny because there was a quarterback named Ty Keyes who played at Taylorsville. He was one of the top. He was the number two quarterback in the state his senior year. Number one was Luke Altmyer.
Wow.
Yeah. He went to Tulane, and then I don't know where he ended up, did Ty Keyes. Last one, Presbyterian Christian, do you know?
No.
No, that's not college. I don't want that. I don't know this one either. Let's see. They're the Bobcats. Well, that's not.
Could rattle off all the north ones.
I'm sure you could. Yeah, but we were trying to see how far you go. Bonus question. Name the 2026 MSAHA baseball state champions for homeschool high school baseball in Mississippi. Neither one of us are going to know that, so we'll just go ahead and Google it. By the way, homeschool high school champ, like, how does that work? Is it got 9 brothers?
Where do they practice?
I have no idea.
I have a funny story where you look this up. I was at a Victory Christian football game. It's the private school in Columbus, and they were playing the homeschool team from Jackson, and the homeschool team won like 63 or something to zero. And all I could just drive home, I was like, where do they practice? Where's the meeting point? Who's running? What yard are you guys running routes in?
What school is this? It says the Hattiesburg Forerunners. Like, what? That's not a real thing. Moving on. Sixpackspeak.com, also known as my cousin Stephen Agostinelli. Carlo, rank your top four Italian dishes.
You guys just think I'm so Italian. I'll rank them though.
All right.
Personally,
Yeah.
chicken parm,
Okay.
number
Number
one.
one.
That's a beautiful thing to eat.
Thought it. I like that.
Spaghetti meatballs is
Okay.
classic.
Okay.
No, you know what? I'm gonna put chicken parm one. Like a not like a fast food pizza. I'm talking like a wood
Real
fire,
pizza.
real pizza, like a nice margarita pizza.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's just simple.
Boortown?
Boortown is, I've said this on this podcast, it's
real
my
pizza.
Favorite restaurant in this town.
Yeah, it's real pizza.
I'll go good pizza of two. I'll go spaghetti and meatballs three.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like at this point, you gotta have a dessert. Cannolis.
Cannoli. Okay.
A
I
good
like cannoli.
cannoli
I love cannolis.
are good.
All right. Those are four very reputable choices.
Yeah.
You did good. Hunter asked to us, hey, Brian, I heard you got my buddy's wedding invite. Would I be a bad friend if I skipped out and went to Omaha if State makes it? He's a huge State fan, so he'd probably understand. I think he'd understand. Now, if you're in the wedding, you got to go.
Yeah.
But if you're not and you just got invited, buy a nice gift. Buy a nice gift. But other than that,
Who's going to tell him?
I think we just told him. The guy listens
No,
every
who's
day.
going to tell him that this?
That is what?
Never mind. I don't want to make people mad.
That we're not going to Omaha?
I didn't say it.
I've said it. I feel bad. You said it earlier. They were asked for your predictions. There you go.
Read between the lines.
Clint Kelly wants to know if I'm excited for Xabi Alonso. I am. I'm very excited. I think it's going to be I'm excited they got a proven head coach and our manager in this instance. And we'll see how it all turns out. But he was the best candidate available. I will say that. Carlo, do you support any soccer clubs?
Not really. No, not never
You
really
can get
got into
shit on that.
European
You can get shit
soccer.
on that. Sometimes these names, they just are what they are. But Duncan McCockiner asked us, does use I mean, so he wrote down. I can't do anything about it.
I'm surprised that more people haven't
Haven't
done
gone
it.
that route?
Like
Yeah.
when I was in high school, I would have the worst
Honestly,
names ever.
most of the people who have those kind of nicknames, I have muted. So it's not a problem. Most of the
This
burn.
has got to be a burner.
It's a burner, but he has not done the usual burner things of being an idiot.
Look at his profile photo.
Yeah, that's probably not him, if I had to guess. But
Whose dad is that?
it's not mine. So. Does using Matchlight charcoal automatically revoke my man card or no? It's just way easier to use for quick meals on the grill. Also, what is your preferred charcoal? Thinking about trying lump coal. It does revoke you.
I was gonna say, is that the Instalight?
Yeah.
No,
Like,
grill
just
pair.
buy a chimney, put some charcoal in there, get a couple of tumbleweeds, walk away for 5 minutes. It's good. You're good to go.
Yeah.
So, no, you don't need to use Matchlight. I just use Kingsford briquettes. I have used lump coal before. It's fine. But Kingsford works just fine for me. Of course, you have a green egg. You got to buy the green egg charcoal, which is the lump charcoal. But depending on what kind of grill you have, briquettes are just fine. But don't use Matchlight.
No.
And don't use lighter fluid.
No.
No.
You're
If
cheating.
if you buy a chimney, you light
Old
the.
newspaper under it.
Or I buy tumbleweeds. They
Same
work
thing.
really well. You walk away for 5 to 10 minutes, it's lit.
All you have to do is get the bottom ones lit
Yeah.
and
And
just.
then once you dump it, the bottom ones are on top, where that's where the heat, and then it'll keep working its way down. You're fine. Don't use Matchlight, Duncan, if assuming that's not your real name. Hunter Boland says he officially gives up on his bad attempts for a rope hat bet. He just wants me to make me wear a rope hat. I side with Carlo in the rope hat wars. Very good. I'll go back to asking questions. What are your top three or five baseball movies of all time? All right, let's do three. The Natural, Major League. And I'm missing a big one. What is it?
What's the one about the A's that,
Moneyball?
yeah,
I
that.
have a huge problem with Moneyball. So, but it's a great movie. I will say that. Major League, The Natural, and oh, Field of Dreams. Go Field of Dreams.
Oh, yeah, that's,
Yeah, I knew I was
yeah,
missing a big
that's
one.
definitely up there too.
So, what do you say? Field of Dreams?
Probably Field of Dreams, Moneyball. I'm trying to think of like another really classic baseball movie.
Major League?
I've never seen that one.
You need to watch that. It's so funny. What about For Love of the Game?
Never seen that
That's
either.
another Costner movie. He's all about the baseball. The Natural, have you seen that?
No.
Oh, man, these are great movies. You need to watch them. Little Big League?
No.
Rookie of the Year?
No.
Rookie of the Year is about the Cubs.
I don't know.
This
I
guy.
kind of already watched Cubs movie in 2016. That's the only one I need to
I
watch.
guess it's a good whatever. Yeah. So yeah, Moneyball. I've talked about this many, many times, and the book is the same way. Like they make it sound like Scott Hatterberg and Chad Bradford were the reason that team was so good. They had Mulder, Zito, and Hudson. They had the best
Yeah.
rotation. Miguel Tejada won the MVP, I believe. Hit 40 home runs. Eric Chavez hit 30 home runs. Billy Koch, who replaced Isringhausen, had like 30 saves. They were still loaded. But they make it sound like all these little, tweaks they did were the re it wasn't anything to do with it. They had the best three pitchers in baseball, and they're never mentioned in the movie. They're never mentioned. You never see Mulder, Zito, or Hudson. Zito won the Cy Young that year. So, I mean, like, what are we doing?
What are we doing here?
It bothers me. Kevin Wright wants my thoughts on, or you want, you can give your thoughts too. Your thoughts on Pep leaving Man City. Enzo the next boss.
I don't follow European soccer.
Oh, well, I thought you might have something to say. I'm glad he's gone, man. This is like when Bear Bryant left Alabama or Saban left Alabama. Like, him going is good. I thought Enzo got a raw deal at Chelsea, but he is not going to be as good as Pep was. I mean, there's just no. Pep is the best coach in the world, so you're going to take a step back. And of course, I think the reason they drew today is him announcing all this before the end of the season. I think that the guys are just ready to get out of there. So, congrats, you gifted Arsenal a title. Way to go! Rank these legendary artists from Indiana and from Mississippi: Elvis, B.B. King, Michael Jackson, David Lee Roth, John Mellencamp, Jimmy Buffett. All right, we got a debate on who's number one. It's either Elvis or Michael Jackson. Which way would you go?
Michael Jackson.
I think I'm going to agree with you.
Yee-hee.
Don't ever do that again. Your voice cannot get high enough. You got too deep of a
I
voice.
actually I had something in my throat, y'all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also you gotta work a little. You gotta really. That was
I don't
still
know what's going on with my voice. Just we'll move on from the. I've done it before with my
Have
voice.
you? All right.
See,
So
now I'm gonna walk out of here and do it in my car.
Jackson one, Elvis two, probably B.B. King three, and then David Lee Roth. I love David Lee Roth. I love Van Halen. So fourth, Buffett five, Mellencamp. I know you said Mellencamp not the most popular guy. You're not a fan.
When they did the 60 Minutes stuff about Indiana football, they made him such a big deal, and he's not.
Not that big a deal.
No.
Oh, did you know David Lee Roth's last name isn't Lee Roth?
Yeah.
Okay, because I didn't for a long time.
I think we talked about
We
this.
did. We have. It's the thing. Yeah. Real Eazy-E. I don't think you're the real Eazy-E, first and foremost. That guy's been dead for years. But he has a good question here. Brian, I know you're a big fan of soccer, and I'm looking to dive in the EPL. How did you decide on Chelsea as a team, and how should I pick a team? So I decided on Chelsea. I was between Chelsea and Arsenal, and there was a guy on the beat at that time named Robbie Donahoe, who had
WCBIs.
Carlo's old job. He was the first TV guy that I got to know here in on the beat. And he is a Chelsea fan. And my thought process was, I want to have somebody to talk about games with. I want to have somebody who I can be like, hey, we're in this together kind of thing. So I went with Chelsea. There are a lot of articles out there, like you can base your EPL team based off your NFL team and how that could work. So you can look into that. But also, if you've got a friend who's a fan of a team, jump in with them, because that way you have somebody who's,
To watch the games with.
experiencing it with you. Exactly. That's how I would look at it. So let's got me curious here. So who should my EPL team be NFL team? All right, so there's an article right here. All right, so you're a Bears fan, isn't that correct? Or you're a
No.
Packers fan. Packers fan.
Whoa.
So who would be, oh, how old is this article? Oh, from 2016. We can do better than that, can't we? That's from 2025. Here we go. Oh, now they're saying you should be an Arsenal fan. I disagree with that.
Does that mean Grima is winning this year?
Probably not. The Maroon Advisor says, listening to you talk about your opinion of how jams and state basketball is sliding, how can your opinion of all college basketball be not completely in the gutter now that former pros are joining SEC programs? I refuse to watch until this is fixed. My opinion that LSU is in the gutter, but I mean, this hasn't happened at state. They haven't brought in one of these pro
I
guys.
think he's talking about Alabama too, though.
Alabama, yeah. Ole Miss had a guy, although he just decommitted from them. So
Apparently, he was never committed at all.
let me let you in on a little secret. That's probably not true.
I don't know.
That is the Ole Miss way. We didn't want him. They told him to look elsewhere. Ole Miss has never lost a recruit that they actually wanted. Never in the history of the
I
world.
guess not.
Yeah.
I don't like the pros coming back. The graphics with the pro teams on it are disgusting. No.
I agree. Like the one today,
was terrible.
With the Celtics,
RJ Lewis,
Jazz, like, all right.
Come on, man, what are we doing here?
Ryan Nelson, good friend of the show and good friend of mine. Who are your top five fictional quarterbacks? All right, I thought about this. I saw this question earlier. All right, I'm gonna put Willie Beeman on there. You know who that is? Any Given Sunday? You haven't seen that?
Nope.
Oh man, you really should watch. These are. I'm not even like judging you. That's just a movie I think you would enjoy. All right, Paul Cruz from The Longest Yard.
Yes.
Okay, he needs to be on the list. Joe Kane from The Program.
Never.
You haven't seen The Program?
No.
Oh, that's a good movie. It's really good. You should watch that. The list of movies I'm giving you is long, but The Program needs to be near the top. Mississippi State featured in that movie. I had the other ones too. Oh gosh. I'm trying to think of football movies. Shane Falco from The Replacements. It hurts. It hurts.
It hurts me too.
These are good movies. I'm surprised you haven't seen them. I could go double Keanu Reeves and go with Johnny Utah, but he was never actually a quarterback in the movie.
If you want to talk about not a quarterback in the movie, what's the uncle that says I can throw it over the mountains?
Oh, Uncle Rico?
Yeah. I mean, he's got to be in there, right?
I think you're right.
He's we'll got to be in there.
Yeah. Even though you don't actually see him quarterback.
One spot. Yeah, but he can throw it over the
mountains. Throw it over the mountains. Yeah, okay. How would Gus Johnson describe the Haydad Agostinelli family getting the second win on Thanksgiving? Do you want me to do this?
Go ahead.
All right. Thanksgiving Day! Haydad Agostinelli! Looks like they're putting more food back on the table. It's halftime of the Cowboys. Is Steven getting up? Ow! Big fella! Big fella's going for turkey. He's going for kibbe. There's Brian Haydad. He's getting another piece of pie. Ah!
That was good.
That was good. All right. How would Jack A pronounce the team that state softball defeated to go to the Super? Do I need to get this one too?
Yeah.
You don't know who Jack A is?
I have no idea
okay.
who that is.
It would be St. Mary's. That's all you need to know. That was all it was. All right. Tony Harlow, do you think Coach Oak will play afternoon or night game the first day of the regional at Starkville? I thought about asking him that today because John Cohen and Lamonis were both proponents of playing game one in the regional. Get the game out of the way. That way, if there's any weather delays or, you go late into the night, you're not overly taxing yourself, get out of there and just call it a day. I think he probably would go the same route, but we'll see. Also, if a perfect stranger notices you missed the belt loop and tells you, are you appreciative or annoyed? A perfect stranger, I would be like, what are you looking at? Why are you looking at my waist?
Yeah.
Like, if my mom or if Carlo were like, hey, you missed a belt loop, be like, all right, that's fine. He's my friend. He's trying to help me out. Perfect stranger, what are you looking at?
Yeah, like, why are you checking me out?
Exactly. That's exactly how I would feel. All right. Brick Thomas, can Carlo come up with his own like Robbie used to do, or is that too soon? Let me tell you something right now. That's my thing. Robbie stole it from me. I am the inventor of the That's my thing, Brick. How dare you? All right. Have you had any last-minute buzzer beaters? A friend who shall remain nameless was on the verge of failing a class until the professor bumped his grade. Pretty clutch. You ever had anything like that?
In school, I've had a, you need to get this grade to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't say it's a buzzer beater, though, because I always got them.
Yeah, but easily. That is a buzzer beater, then.
I'm trying to think of other like buzzer beaters in life.
Okay.
Like,
I'm trying to think, is there like a time where I was like one of the last guys to get something or like at the bar or something?
I remember I was the last guy on a flight I had to make.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Southwest flight.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the seat that I deserved. Let's say that.
Oh, you're in the middle between a couple of big people.
Yeah, they smelled bad. And you know what they told me the minute I got there? They said, you aren't the small blind girl we hoped you would be.
Oh, that's a rough one.
It's like, oh, wow, I'm going to sit down for this flight and just be quiet.
So I go like the other way where like, you're on a pretty full flight and then the door closes and you've still got a seat between you and the other person or you got the whole row to yourself or something like that. That's a good one.
That is good.
So
that's always a win.
I have my, my best flight story. It's not a buzzer beater, but, a guy got arrested on a flight I was on.
Oh.
And it wasn't me. So does that count?
Why did he get arrested?
I have no idea to this day. I just know that a few weeks later, I got a call from the FBI asking if I knew anything about it.
What'd you say?
I didn't know anything about it, and I didn't. It's one of the weirdest things I've ever been a part of, Carla. Really a weird. Like, we were going, I was going from Vegas to Chicago. And I think I've told this story before, but mid-flight, this guy gets up and he goes try to sit by this woman. And then he goes back to his seat. You know, I just thought it was kind of weird, but I didn't think anything of it, right? It's also, this is a red-eye flight, like 7 a.m. out of Vegas. I wasn't completely good.
Yeah.
We get to Chicago. We're flying into Midway. And, you know, plane lands, everybody's starting to get up, and, you know, and they come on the thing and they're like, hey, we need everybody to remain in their seats for just a moment. And when I tell you, these two cops came on board that could have been defensive tackles for the Bears, these guys were massive. And they took that guy and off he went. And I was like,
whoa.
I didn't think anything of it really, though. I was just like, I wonder, he must have said something to somebody. I don't know what happened. I didn't think anything of it, right? Go home, get a fly, you know, from Starkville or from Chicago. I think we were flying into Jackson, drive home to Starkville. A couple of weeks later, I'm just sitting on the couch and the phone rings and it's Chicago, Illinois. And it's like 9 o'clock at night. I'm like, this is past when a telemarketer would be calling me.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, hey, hello. Is this Mr. Haddad? I was like, yeah, close enough. And they're like, this is so-and-so from the field office here of the Federal Bureau of Investigation in Chicago. And I was like,
whoa.
And they were like, were you on a flight from Las Vegas to Chicago? Now, when you're a person of my descent and you get a phone call about a flight you're on, immediately you pucker up a little bit. It's like, I was on that flight. And they're like, do you remember anything unusual? And I had to think about it. I was like, yeah, this guy got arrested. I remember that. And they're like, do you know why he got arrested? I was like, I have no idea. Like, I remember he in the flight, he got up, he spoke to this woman, and he went back to his seat. When they came at when we landed, they arrested him. And they were like, okay, so we may be calling back with some other questions at some time, but at this time, you know, that's all we have. I immediately went to Twitter, or I'm sorry, to the internet, and like Googled man arrested Midway Airport. Here's the date. Nothing.
Whoa.
Nothing. That guy got erased.
That's spooky.
It is. It absolutely happened.
That's spooky.
All right. I've got a few more questions here. Outdoor sports enthusiast asked, did you ever listen to the Talking Shop podcast when Doc, Machine Gun, and Rocky were all in New Japan Pro Wrestling together? If so, what was your favorite bit? Did you listen to it?
No.
Neither did I. What were your thoughts on the Southpaw regional wrestling bit that WWE did? Would that be successful as a YouTube show? It would be successful. It was funny. It was fine, but it wasn't. I wasn't locked into it or anything like that. And then our last question of the day, because at this point we get into me beating Richard in our bet. This is the last question from Brian McDuff, though, a friend of ours. Carlo, is Indiana beef ribs legitimate barbecue? What's the Indiana barbecue scene like?
It's not as good as down here, I can tell you that.
Well, it starts with this thing here. My sister down in Texas sent me a video from her favorite barbecue restaurant. She's in there acting like Texas invented ribs. And I'm just over here smiling because she can laugh all she wants. But Indiana beef ribs are no joke. We've had this debate forever. Texas barbecue, Indiana barbecue, best barbecue, worst barbecue. And somehow she thinks she's still winning. I've never heard of Indiana barbecue.
I'm from there, I tell you, I haven't. I'll tell you though, beef ribs are not a. That's not a new concept.
No, people have been cooking beef
Texas
ribs.
Texas hasn't invented beef. I've had some great beef ribs in Indiana.
Yeah,
so
I've cooked beef ribs
there. Actually, now that I'm really thinking about it, there was a place in my hometown called Prime Smoked Meats that had some of the best barbecue I've ever had. But they just shut down about a month ago, and it broke my heart.
Where was this, in Chicago?
This is in my hometown of Valparaiso.
Oh.
Just right by the university. It was wonderful. It was so good. You get the cornbread, which everyone loves cornbread.
Since they're open.
Not anymore. My mom said they shut down.
Let's see here. This was their Facebook page. Got me curious now.
It was so good, Brian.
Oh, no, you're right. April 25th.
It was so good.
It will become a new non-barbecue restaurant.
No, boo.
That's tough. Oh, I tell you what, though, the food looks good. Look
it
at
was
the pictures.
Awesome.
Got some burn ends here. Oh, that's
you
lovely.
Would go in there. They were only open like 3 or 4 days a week, from like 10 a.m. to like 3.
Yeah.
And you go past noon and
everything's run
you
out.
Got a luck.
Yeah, like we had that here with the joint. And then when that closed down, I was like, I used to eat there like at least once a week.
Yeah.
And then they closed it down, and there we go. All right, that's all for today. back tomorrow. We will have Carlo's doing the back and forth from Hoover, so we'll be tomorrow. We'll recap what happens between Mississippi State and Missouri. Also, my interview with Mississippi State softball coach Samantha Ricketts. Got to talk to her as her team is heading into the Super Regionals. We'll have that on tomorrow's show for you as well. Talk to you guys then. For Carlo Barone, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.